Mikuni Studio, et cetera, et cetera. Truth is still true. I sure am excited about that new Mary Poppins movie. I cannot wait to see it. It's going to be good. This is an alligator. It's a gator. Emphasis on the gay. That. You ever seen a gay or gator? No, you ain't. That's his name. Gay Gator. Your gaydar on, Tom?
It sure is, always.
It must be freaking the it fuck is. Out.
It is. First thing I thought when I saw it. I said, oh, that's gay.
That's a gift from Andrea, who went to Florida to work her other job.
Defending the country.
Defending the country. Do we have a photo of that?
Do we have a photo?
We do.
Oh,
yeah. This is her. Oh, yeah.
Andrea defending.
We want to give us some time to build up to it.
There it is.
Look at that. That's what she looks like. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good for her. In front of the USS New York, I believe.
In the background. Yeah.
In the background. Yeah, that's the one in the background. Not the person you see there, but the ship. And that's built from the remnants of the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. Entirely.
Correct.
So try and sink that, Al-Qaeda. Can't do it. Thank you, Andrea. And she also brought these dog treats for some reason. I don't have a dog.
People can eat them too, apparently.
Oh, people can eat them.
But they're for dogs.
Can alligators eat them? These are little gator alligator treats, gluten-free, vegetarian, and people can eat them. Mm-hmm. People can eat anything.
Yeah, whether or not it agrees with them is a different story.
Natural dog treats. Whimsies.
See, dogs don't want vegan dog treats.
Not normally. No. They'll turn their nose up at it.
Yeah.
They'll turn their fucking...
Their snout. Yeah.
You excited about Mary Poppins?
Oh, my God.
Everybody's talking about?
Yeah. I've actually been told I had to see it.
Yeah, really?
I have been told that we are seeing Mary Poppins next
week. Oh, really?
Yes, I have been told, yes.
Was that Vicky who told you that?
No. That was Elizabeth who told me that.
You know, yeah. Somebody told her she had to see it. Too goddamn bad.
You're seeing Mary Poppins.
Well, we don't have any candidates for anything this week on. Boy, that's too bad.
Yeah, sorry.
We had an insane person here last week who alleges that he's running for public advocate.
That was a ride for sure.
Ooh.
It was a thrill ride.
It was. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Did you tune in, Andrea? Did you see that?
I did for a bit while I was on watch. Sorry to be so irresponsible in the world's finest Navy, but am I not supposed to vote for him now? Is that the final verdict?
Oh, no. You can vote for him.
Oh, okay.
If he's actually, in fact, running. Yeah, if you see his name on there. But which I get, Dan Christman, I guess, is his name.
Christman.
Yeah.
Christman?
I think
like Christmas.
Yeah.
No, it's like Christmas. Christman, like Christmas, he said.
I think it was
times.
Like Jesus Christ, like Christ man.
Yeah. Oh,
Christ. Like Jesus Christ man. What the fuck
Christ,
is he talking about?
Christ man is probably
you got
more
Christ
appropriate.
In your name. Yeah, you got to go all the way and be Christ.
Man.
Christ man. His name's Dan Christ man.
He's going to die for our public advocacy, and he's
willing to die for our sins.
He is. He is willing to be crucified publicly.
Yes.
If it means,
I don't know.
Probably anything.
For any reason at all, really.
Better
as long
conditions.
As it's an environmentally friendly crucifix.
You know, that seems to matter, you know. If
he, a lot
as long
to
as
him.
It's like a crucifix that is hot on one side and cold on the other.
He's deeply concerned about that.
He has so many ideas.
There were a lot of ideas.
Build a big dome over the city. It's
like, the oceans.
What we're paying. Yeah, the
the oceans.
He's going to save everything. Right? Well, here in New York City, crime's down across the board.
No.
On everything except, apparently, for rape.
Oh.
Yeah, it's on a slide. Only rape is up.
Wow.
It's only up a measly, 23%.
Oh, that's nothing.
Rape. Only up by nearly
Did
a quarter.
Did they expand the definition, perhaps?
Holy shit.
Yeah, unless they start to include jaywalking in the rape, and there's not much explanation for this. You know, finger banged, rape. That's a lot, right? That's like
23% increase is a lot.
300 some odd rapes.
That's a lot of rapes.
Yeah, and
300 rapes a day.
And that means, you know, when you think of all the ones that go unreported,
it's millions.
It's
everyone's getting raped.
Could be into the billions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of rapes.
You gotta figure that they that they try to like fudge these stats so much that if rape is so bad that they couldn't even pretend it was down,
butt fudge them.
Yeah, that's what they do. But you got to figure it's up.
Your very
really
valid point, you know. With the stupid junk.
Yeah.
You got to figure it's up way
more. It's up way more than 23% because they couldn't even fake it.
You know who really fudges the stats? These girls who don't report.
Yeah, they're really the ones to blame.
They are fudging the fuck out of these rape stats by not reporting.
They deserve the
it's well, you know, we get mixed signals on this sometimes too, you know.
Yeah, on rape.
Like from even the Me Too movement from within it.
Mm-hmm.
They had this little thing on Vice, and I showed one version of this the other day on Trump, but this is worth taking another look at. It's you'll see what I mean.
How have these revelations affected you, both personally and professionally?
It's like victim after victim.
Literally nobody will believe me.
It's just been exhausting. Ugh. I had an instance where I witnessed somebody I worked with inappropriately touched me.
Ugh. And so you feel like you have no one to speak to.
I'm exhausted.
I'm numb.
Fucking exhausted.
I'm numb to it. I don't really feel anymore.
Jackie, what are you feeling right now?
It's just sad. I'm a big crier.
Oh, dear.
Do you have, like, a tissue?
It's just sad.
Tissue.
I knew this was
gonna
happen.
Do you guys feel the pressure to talk about this kind of stuff?
I don't want people to feel alone.
Yeah,
I've personally like it's been sexually like, fucked twice in the meat.
Really?
Definitely fucked twice in the past year and a half.
Really?
Fucked in the and I feel empowered.
Vice put this out? It's amazing.
So fucked
personally. It's just been exhausting. No one told me that things weren't okay.
I haven't even told half of my family and friends that. Private to talk about, but I want to talk about it on this because I want people to know that I've been fucked and just been.
Yeah.
Wow. Women need to do. I want.
I can't believe Vice did this.
So fucked now. In a work environment. That's something I also want to say.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much talk about Me Too. Like, fuck Me Too. I think people need to open their eyes, and I think everybody needs so many more experiences. Like, I've been power fucked because I think all of them need to.
Fucked.
See what I trust? Take a step back. I don't have to do that. So, yes, fuck Me Too, and fuck me now.
Right.
And I think it needs to be in a work environment.
So, yeah.
Girl had a lot to say.
She did.
Wow.
She said, fuck Me Too.
Yeah.
And fuck me now.
Fuck me now. Power fucked.
She's been power fucked.
Apparently so.
Is there any other way to get fucked?
No, it's not any good way.
There's the Pat Dixon way. It's a little lazier than the power fuck.
Which is why she masturbates for 20 minutes afterwards.
You know how it goes. Never claimed to be good at it. Oh, yes. that's her take on Me Too, and I want to pick up something. Did I you remember? Were you here when I did the crappy long neck Photoshop things?
Hey,
let's
no.
look at those real quick.
Wasn't
I want to make sure that you guys know I'm not that terrible at Photoshopping stuff. Look at that.
There he is.
That's the real one. That's the way it's supposed to be.
There he is.
And as we go through a few of these, you'll see it gets darker, you know, and this is as... see, that's a little darker. Little darker. I mean, I don't mean just skin tone either.
Why is it darker? His lips and his teeth.
Yeah, oh, no.
Is he okay? Like
no, he's not okay. No. No, he's not. There's more. And then it becomes art, you know?
It's like a...
I feel like I should put these out somewhere for people to...
Yeah, like a gallery opening.
A gallery, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think these would be big in Chelsea.
On Thursdays with some wine.
Yeah. Right? Look at that. You know, you could
art.
See
I mean,
that
it's art.
Hanging someplace, you know?
Hanging, literally.
Well.
Whoa, it's not,
that's not the way
art.
It works.
It's not going to draw a crowd in Chelsea.
It was,
oh. No, that's,
and that, see, these are fine. These are
art.
Works of art.
Yeah.
Based on the long neck guy.
I've seen much worse.
Yeah, that's it's.
He's your muse.
Yes, he is. He, yeah. Sing to me, muse.
So much to work with, though. I mean, you just have.
Yeah, so much neck.
Yeah. How could you?
Are we going to the danger zone next? Is that what we're doing in a minute?
Oh, we might be.
We might be going there. See, you know, who's our favorite local politician? It has to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Everyone's favorite.
She has announced she's taking a self-care break before she goes to work in D.C.
She hasn't even done anything yet.
Well, she's taking a break before she even gets started.
See? Shit.
I'm taking a few days to take care of myself before what is sure to be an eventful term. That's something she tweeted, and that's the subject of the danger zone.
Okay.
Danger level, check it.
Nice. Dig it.
Yeah. You might recognize that graphic from, I think, Dr. No. She says that for working people, immigrants, and the poor, self-care is political, not because we want it to be, but because of the inevitable shaming of someone doing a face mask while financially stressed. Are you guys aware of that?
I wasn't, but now I am.
I can't wait to shame somebody. Immigrants and poor people.
Oh, I think I see what she's saying.
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on you for being
poor.
You
should be giving somebody a face mask.
Right.
You should be vacuuming a floor in some motel.
I agree with that.
That's what you should be doing. You should be wiping off a car.
Exactly.
You should be trimming a hedge.
Yes.
How dare you get a face? So I've decided to take others along with me on Instagram as I learn. So you're going to want to keep up with her on Instagram. But, you know, you have to know, she says self-care is very important. And she said before the campaign, she used to practice yoga 3 to 4 times a week, eat nutritiously, read and write for leisure. As soon as everything kicked up, that all went out the window. I went from doing yoga and making wild rice and salmon dinners to eating fast food for dinner, falling asleep in my jeans and makeup. It's really taken a toll on her.
We're going to look at that 28 years old. I mean, it's really.
I mean, yeah.
Have to.
Body doesn't hold up like it once did.
It really doesn't.
So let's look at some of these photos of her. Oh, yes. She has grown some weird little ears there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens when stress. You fall asleep in your jeans. Your mouth gets all fucked up. Look at that. You know, this is her in various.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
She's practicing her trumpet blowing skills.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you have to have a good
arm. Really?
Yeah. That's right. She's a musical individual. Yeah, look at her. Oh, yeah. Not looking great.
Oh, she
look at the red. They're so red eyed.
Mm-hmm.
She has such a big vagina on her mouth.
She must have worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
That campaign took a lot out of her.
It took so much out of her that this is what she looks like now.
Her mouth turned into a vagina.
It did. It turned into a vagina, and she's a lovely girl.
Mm.
So it's a shame to see her looks all fucked up like that. Looks like she was smoking a cigar that exploded.
Yes.
Those things happen.
Yeah, that's rough business.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
not sure.
It went sideways a little.
Yeah, she's like a stroke. Had a stroke.
She had a stroke.
Her vagina had a stroke. That's terrible.
Her vagina stroked out.
Mm-hmm. At least she shaved her mustache, though.
Yes. Yeah, that's,
God bless.
What else do we have here? Like, look at that.
A little piddle. A little spittle coming out.
She's drooling. And it's coming to life a little bit.
Oh.
That's. It gets so rough.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, look at those eyebrows. Jesus.
My goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. She's stressed out, vibrating.
And just fluids pouring out of every orifice.
No one else. Oh, boy. That's pretty bad.
Oh, the ears.
That belongs in the gallery, actually.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
Gallery worthy.
Ears.
Just like this one.
What else do we have?
Oh, wow.
Dear. Look at that thing go.
Wow. And it pulsates.
Yeah, she's got a pulsating butthole right in the middle of her face. That is...
I mean, I always knew that, but...
You wouldn't thought just overwork and stress would do this to you. This is before the face mask. This is why...
Well, she needs it.
It's kind of a nice little toothy grin, though, in the middle.
Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, you can see that.
Made from sperm.
Mm-hmm.
She sees with her third eye.
Brown eye. She has beautiful brown eyes.
A beautiful brown eye.
Oh, yep, that's buttholes and vaginas all over her face.
The worst one yet.
Mm.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Let's get
yikes.
That out of here.
Ugh, the highlights. Wait, there's still more, though, I think. I think there's still more. We can save them for later if you like.
Yeah, let's go now.
Oh, whoa.
That's scarred.
That's
somebody's asking to be skull fucked.
Something happened there.
That's the most useful face on any woman in Congress. So many functions. All right, there's more.
There it is.
Boy, oh boy, look at that.
She turned orange a little too.
A little bit orange, yeah.
A little gaunt.
That's there's vaginas for eyes.
Uh huh.
She's so attractive. And
I just want to fuck every part of her.
Yeah.
Look at that. The nostrils are not vaginas, though. Okay, is there any more? Is that it? Have we reached the end?
I'm convinced there is no ending, actually.
Just what if infinite. There wasn't, though? What if there wasn't?
Infinite.
Let's look and see.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, look.
Mm-hmm. Most useful herpes outbreak ever.
Look at that. It came to life, and then there's a little vagina trail.
Yeah, it's coming. There's more.
It looks so swollen.
It's pulsating.
Oh, it is pulsating.
Nice. Pulsating eyes.
Okay, well.
You know it's working.
I wish it was. I think there's a grand finale, though. It might not. It's not this one, though. Oh, finally. Yes. Look at that. 1,000 little vaginas.
All
in her
twitching.
Hair.
All twitching
oh, my
away.
My goodness. She's like the Medusa. How many. Boy, oh boy. Can you zoom in on that? I mean, there's.
There it is.
But that's. It's just like they always say, it's never one thing. It's a million little things.
It is a million little things.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they're all just twitching away.
It's so real. You know, we were told not to do this. She somehow got wind of it, yeah, and she said we might get sued.
Oh, no.
And I said, what the hell? It's Compound's money, you know.
It's free speech.
Let them deal with it.
Free speech.
Free Speech Network.
That's right.
People have been wondering if Gavin is coming here.
That's what I was wondering.
No.
Okay, well, there's the answer.
Turns out, no. Look at that. Look at the detail. Ugh.
That is a really fine job that was done on this.
And if anybody's hungry...
Now I am.
We have some treats, some alligator-style treats for you. What do you think about a citizen's arrest? How about that? Somebody made a citizen's arrest?
I've heard that happens occasionally.
In Violent Brooklyn, a female strap handler. She verbally harassed and kicked another woman
for
a Dominican man.
Mm-hmm. She
finally,
was held.
This is kind of fucked up, what happened, actually. Because, like... we have the video of the moments before the citizen's arrest.
Right.
And so, like, the way, you know, she was probably a cunt, right?
I think probably.
You read about it. Are you guys familiar with this story? I'm asking the audience. You know about this story? Okay. Well, there was this woman. She's a lawyer, and she was fucking with this Asian woman, you know? And she's like, fuck off! You know, she's kind of like a real horrible...
Russian. She was Russian.
Horrible person, I guess, you know? But, I mean, she just sounded like a regular person
to me. Yeah.
And, you know... people aren't—they're not getting that upset.
Yeah.
And she kicks and she hits her with her umbrella and stuff, and then she goes, "Hey, you fucking chink!"
Right.
And everybody goes, "Whoa! What?
That's the line.
That's where it gets real.
People and call them assholes.
It's not
but
the physical violence.
No.
It was when she used that word, and then everybody gets upset. And then I guess everything kind of ended up okay. You know, a little
for
bit
a
later,
little while.
It seemed like they were spread out, and then. This Dominican guy keeps harassing
her. Right. He took it further.
He keeps like shooting her with his
phone,
you know. And he's like, "So, you know, we'll have a look at it, right?" But they basically end up calling this guy a hero.
Of course.
This particular video is the one that they're not showing very much.
Yeah, that's real mature, miss.
Right.
So you're just gonna pick fights with everybody on the train now? Is that what you're gonna do?
Sure.
Say what's up to World Star.
World Star.
That spit at me. I'm not the one.
Fuck off
I'm
already.
I'm not the one. Do not spit at me. All right.
Fuck off.
Yo. Fuck, all right.
What are you her attorney? This is shit. Fucking Muhammad Atta.
What?
Whoa. What?
Whoa. What? What?
Oh, she called him Muhammad.
Bitch, I'm Dominican. Just trying to call me Muslim or some shit. I just had a bacon, egg, and cheese yesterday.
Ain't no Muslim.
Oh man! Literally, the whole world is laughing at you. Yo, don't fuck with my headphones. No.
Oh.
What the fuck is...
Oh, no, crazy? Stop.
Hero.
Stop.
Yeah, so he's a hero,
what
and he
idiot.
Made a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
That's Platano Man.
He could have been, you know, if he just didn't do that at the end, maybe he'd be all
right. Right.
Yeah, maybe if he just didn't do any of that shit.
Any of it,
I mean,
really.
It was all, like, cleared
up. Leave
it alone. The whole thing was over.
He's, like, trying to be righteous.
And he threw her down. I think the only way that he could, like, redeem it was to be like, I'm holding her here for your arrest.
Right.
And he took her out on the platform and basically kidnapped her.
I mean, he was looking for viral He was looking for that to go. He wanted that to go viral. He knew that he was.
But this part is not the part I think he wanted.
That anybody
to go viral.
Wanted him to see. No,
no. He's that's then they're not really putting that out. I don't think he tweeted this one. It was tweeted by somebody
that was
else.
The guy standing behind it.
Yeah. That doesn't make her any less of a bitch, though.
No, not at all.
No.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah, I mean,
fuck her.
Real,
you know. But she was done with her little act out. She shot somebody with tear gas or something, or
pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
Yeah, she pepper sprayed.
Not too long before that. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of makes you go, "Oh, okay. Well, here's the deal." They will apologize for anybody who is of color. Can you imagine being a white guy and taking down?
No.
A black
oh my
woman
God,
like
no.
That?
Oh Jesus, no.
Being like, oh, but yes, I have now. It's a citizen's arrest.
No, you would never. You'd never be able to.
Like, mind your business. Stay in your community.
I mean, and again, this is one of those things that's like a New York thing that used to happen all the time, and nobody gave a shit.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, it has to turn into like a national racial issue.
Well, some of the guys like fucking with her, saying like, this is gonna, you know, like, oh, look at everybody, say hi to World Star and everything. She goes, yeah, Muhammad Atta, and everybody's like, whoa, you know,
yeah.
Like, well, fucking, you
yeah.
know,
what? Well, what are you gonna
do? How many Muhammad Attas there are?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, it probably wasn't referring specifically to the 9/11 hijacker. It's probably just
some other Muhammad Atta.
Yeah.
After
no, I would. I'm willing to believe it was related to the hijacker thing.
That's what she meant.
However, here's the other part of it. So what? So fucking
right, so what?
Yeah.
Right. So what?
See, you can call somebody that. And besides, he looked like a fucking Muslim to me.
He did. He had the beard and everything.
Yeah. Yep. He looked. He looked to me for all the world as if he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, try to stir up a little outrage and see what it gets you.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? But he just threw it right down. What do you think of that, Andre? You think that you should be able to, you know, to like fuck with somebody, provoke them, and then when you get personally angry.
There is such a thing in the Uniform Code of Military Justice known as provoking words. And,
fighting words.
Yeah.
Fighting
exactly.
words.
Exactly. And.
Is say hi to World Star.
Yeah, I think this
would
be provoking words for me before I try to stomp your guts out. And operative word there, try. I probably would.
Okay, so aside from you personally, though, I mean, like, don't you think, like, if he's going to, like take her down and hold her like that out of his own personal anger,
should
he be, like, you know, put on a pedestal as a hero or something?
No,
of course not. Mm. You know what? If you're male, you take down a member of the opposite sex. Sorry, that's like shooting fish in a barrel. I'm not impressed.
Right.
True. No, you're right. And she wasn't some, like, bull dyke. She was just a, you know, bitchy woman.
She wasn't even a tough woman, yeah.
She wasn't even Andrea.
She wasn't even Andrea.
Yeah, I mean, Andrea's pretty tough. She's all
muscle. I couldn't take Andrea down. Andrea could kick my ass.
I can throw you and blow you before you can deck me and dick me.
Oh, God. By the way, send the dick pics. Dick pics to Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Her number. We'll put that up momentarily for you to send your dick pics. And I believe we have just in 1 minute. Now prepare your thoughts, there, Michael, Aline, and he'll have his mics over there. Is ready to go in the far corner. And I think we have a call from somebody. Who do we have a call from?
Hello.
Oh,
hey, how you doing, Pat? It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Hey, how are you, Alex Jones?
Hey, I'm doing okay, Pat. You know, well, to be honest with you, it's been a little rough for me lately.
Oh, Christ, I bet. We're all very upset that you've been taken off the internet.
I appreciate that, Batman. You know, I just feel defeated sometimes. Like, I find myself sitting on the edge of my bed in the dark, drinking a bottle of Jim Beam, playing with a loaded 45.
Oh, no, I hate to hear that.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I've been praying that you'd be able to keep it together and can keep doing your great work. In spite of all the difficulty, is there anything we can do? I mean,
you know what, Pat? There's actually no need. The other day, I had a wonderful man, Gavin McGinnis, on the show. You know Gavin?
I do.
I mean, despite the fact that he hits like a girl, he's a good dude, man. I mean, he's got a lot of heart for Canadian, and for Canadians, one of the few people that actually have known what I've gone through. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, like myself, it's amazing how the media has just twisted Gavin and the Proud Boys into being this white nationalist hate group, you know? I mean, people don't realize they're just a bunch of borderline homosexuals who support free speech and like to drink beer. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, borderline.
Yeah, it's debatable.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it is a shame, though. They have been mischaracterized at every turn, and everybody seems to be in agreement on it. That's the sad part.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, Pat. Like, you got the police protecting Antifa, but they're the ones assaulting people and calling for dead cops. I mean, the Proud Boys are just protecting people's First Amendment. I mean, has everyone lost their goddamn minds, Pat?
Yes, they have.
I mean, stop it, you bastards. Stop poisoning us with toothpaste. You'll never turn the frogs gay forever.
Right. And, yeah, it's a crazy world. People have lost...
I'm sorry, Pat. I just get so worked up, you know?
No, I completely understand. Listen, we don't know what you're going through, but we've seen it, you know? And I want you to know there's a lot of agreement out here, and I don't know what... I just wish President Trump could do something about it. You know, it seems as if he could...
The thing is, it's like beyond his control at this point. The world has deemed me dangerous. And I need to be silenced, Ben.
No.
That's the disgusting thing about it.
More than ever, we need your voice more than ever.
Mm-hmm. And, I can't even go out anymore, Pat. Like, I'm afraid of what I might physically do. I'm so filled with anger. Like, if some chicken-legged Antifa jerk-off comes to me with a baton or something, I'll go fucking Super Saiyan, I'll tell you. I'm going to have a big lawsuit on my hands. It'll be terrible.
Yeah. You can't afford that, you know? I mean, you got to be Jesus. And I'm sure they try to provoke you all the time.
Absolutely. I'm a tough man, but, you know... I can fight maybe 15, 20 of them at a time.
Yeah. And then that's...
At least, Pat.
At least.
Fire Beam Liberty rages within me.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, though, right? Like you said, you know, they certainly will. They want to break you one way or another, and we need you in one piece.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Pat.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Pat.
Okay.
My phone. DoorDash. Your order's running a little late. God damn them, Pat! God damn them!
No. I hear you. I hear
you. About to rain a fire from the Liberty down on Chipotle, I'll tell you right now, Pat.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay, take care now, and Merry Christmas, Alex Jones, Mr. Jones. Boy, oh boy, that was...
Wow.
It's rough on Alex Jones, isn't it?
He's gone.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
No.
And I feel as if... That's not really pertinent. My goodness. It's just. Remember that old Fruit Fresh commercial?
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
You know, the one that was a Fruit Fresh commercial, and they had these little pieces of fruit that they had little locks on them?
No.
Oh, it was so great.
Wait, when?
Fruit Fresh. In the 70s.
Okay, in the 70s, all right.
In the 70s, early 80s.
All right, maybe.
Fruit Fresh.
No.
Do we have Fruit Fresh?
Preserved peaches look.
Yes, yes, exactly.
What's Fruit Fresh? Fruit Fresh is for canning, freezing, and serving fresh fruit. Its exclusive formula locks in freshness.
Ooh,
no, your peach brown
freshness.
And yucky.
What is it?
Mine with Fruit Fresh, fresh and yummy. It's like
fresh and yummy, brown and
your
yucky.
Your mom's peaches taste delicious.
Fruit Fresh on fruit salad prevents
it's a preservative.
Works when
it's an artificial
fruit
chemical.
It's a preservative.
Fruit deliciously fresh.
It's Fruit Fresh.
Oh, dear.
It turns brown and yucky into fresh and yummy.
Okay.
It's, what...
It probably caused all kinds of cancer.
Imagine. Good Lord. I seem to remember they had these, it locks in freshness, and they had these little locks
lock
on fruit or something like that. It would
illustrate
click.
The...
And maybe that was a different product, but I can't imagine what other product.
No, it would have to
be. Seems like
that
Fruit
almost.
Fresh kind of fills the bill.
Mm-hmm.
It says here that Don got a silence SNL.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Or should I real collusion with them?
Yes, I heard.
Collusion?
Collusion. That's what everybody says.
Collusion
with the Democrats.
With the Democrats,
yes.
Here. So that's what he thinks.
I agree.
He thinks President Trump says that the justice system should stop investigating his administration, go after the real enemy, Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Well, they've been that sarcastically here during a series of Sunday morning tweets. He's talking about his lawyer, because Michael Cohen, what a fucking asshole.
He is an
asshole. Be tested in courts and collusion. He says he slipped in the suggestion NBC's long-running comedy skit program should be tested in courts, seemingly for its alleged collusion with Democratic Party interests. A real scandal is the one cited coverage hour by hour of networks like NBC and Democrat spin machines like Saturday Night Live. It'll get better, Michael. All right. We're going to get walkouts. That guy has literally nothing else to do.
And he's leaving.
Nothing else to do.
Oh, man.
It's like when I performed at a cancer ward, and this old lady walked out, and she had her, like, fucking IV like, and everything.
Took
and
effort to actually get up and
she
leave.
She had nothing better to do. It was painful for her to move.
And that
back,
was better.
She was going to go back to her room and die alone.
Right. That was that
said,
was
watch me do comedy. I said, all right, fine.
Sometimes, you know.
Real scandal. Well, how about that? Only defame and belittle collusion.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm willing to believe that. Sounds good to me.
I agree.
And really, you know, for all the talk about him trying to silence people and trying to, you know, ruin the media, ruin the press. He's trying to, he doesn't believe in a free press. Why not just give them what they want? Shut all this shit down. How could it's ridiculous to say that when the media has done nothing but talk shit about Trump the whole time. Yeah. Say things that aren't true. For, what does he do? He fucking puts up with it.
For someone who they claim is a dictator, absolutely nobody is afraid of criticism.
He's doing very little dictating.
Very little dictating is happening.
Well, I don't believe in the citizen's arrest. I'll tell you that right now.
Me neither.
I don't like it.
It sounds sketchy.
By the way, another story here. Do we have a Pete Davidson update?
Oh, yeah.
No. We sure do.
Well, Pete Davidson's been taken at least temporarily off the cast for the last episode. He tweeted something kind of scary on Instagram about not being able to go on. Obviously, they hope that he doesn't miss any episodes next year. Because people have gotten so used to the many funny characters he plays on the show. Like guy dating Ariana Grande guy.
Right.
Yes, and upset because he's no longer dating Ariana Grande guy.
Mm-hmm. That one you'll notice.
Two different characters.
Oh, yeah. He's got a hat.
Yeah.
And he's got that Irish ring signifying that he's single now.
Oh, okay. Oh. The clava.
Is that what that is?
Let's see that other character before the... So it was dating Ariana Grande guy.
Clearly dating Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and then upset because he's no longer dating Ariana Grande guy.
And that is Pete Davidson. That's him.
It's Pete Davidson.
Under all that stuff.
Right. Both characters.
He looks so different.
Barely recognize him.
Colin Jost, just he hangs for that transition just like...
just
completely
perfectly.
Still. All right. Well, that was worth it. Thank you, Ryan. Jasmine Headley, 23-year-old Jasmine Headley, arrested for sitting on the floor of a Brooklyn Social Services Center. She intended to pick up some sort of vouchers. No seats were immediately available in the waiting area, so she sat on the floor. Mm-hmm. Security told her to get up. She refused. Police were called. Just when police were arriving, she took the kid that she had out of the stroller.
Human shield.
As a human shield.
Good strategy, Cotton.
And then they had to take the baby away from her, or try to. And that was apparently some sort of an issue. Do we have a video?
I found that video.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Pandemonium. At least it's all women cops. These bitches do it to each other every time. Oh no! World star!
Awkward day.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Look what they doing to
her! That was all because she would rather that happen than stand up.
Right.
You could just stand up when you're told to, or pandemonium. She opted for pandemonium, and she's out of trouble. They let her go. They dropped the charges. It was a big fucking outrage.
Oh, big outrage.
Oh, my God. There were some people saying things like, they should at least be fired, these cops. At the very least.
At least, if not. If not
charged with baby tug-of-war. What the fuck is the NYPD supposed to do?
Stand
up. No. Okay. Fine.
Right, exactly. Right, no, you can't.
They're there to enforce the law. They've been called. It's a 911 call. They show up and, solve this problem, NYPD. Can't do it. No, she's holding a baby. She actually bit one of the cops.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she bit with her teeth onto, the shirt of the kid. It got really ugly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was a real problem.
Well, now she's going to be a millionaire, so that's good.
And now she's even going to get to sue.
She's going to be a million. She will get millions of dollars because de Blasio is not even going to instruct the city to fight it.
Of course not. No, the law department doesn't fight anything.
No.
Even when they can win.
No. They pay out. They just
started
pay out.
That right at the beginning of his term.
Yeah.
With the rapist in town.
It was one of the first things that he did was dismiss all lawsuits against the city immediately pay out all lawsuits against the city. That was one of the first things de Blasio
They gave $41 million to those rapists, the Central Park Five.
Right, yeah, oh, yeah.
Who were found to not be rapists.
At all.
Exactly, because the semen, there was no semen match, so they couldn't be proven to be rapists. But,
come on.
Well, I don't know. I wonder how hard it is to get a false confession out of somebody.
I would imagine pretty
hard. We should try to figure that out. See if we can get a false confession out of somebody.
I want to do some report in the streets.
Oh, my God, look, it's you. Yes. Oh, hi.
I felt like that was a little too loud for the first words of my appearance.
Yes.
I was like, I wanted to do it. Like, Jesus. Fuck.
What's with the wig?
Oh, this is my chicken, my wig.
Oh, my chicken, oh, my yes. wig.
Oh, of course, our sponsor, my chicken, my wig.
I thought they dropped out.
No, they're still. Right. I mean, I don't think they're here this week. But Jesus Christ, what is? Is it Quicken Loans or something? Do we have one of those? Okay, I almost would prefer to read Quicken Loans.
And chicken, my wig.
And my chicken, my wig. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Buying a home, it could be one of the most important purchases you'll ever make. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. And here's how it works. They check your income, assets, and credit to give you a verified approval. And this gives you the strength of a cash buyer, making your offer more attractive to sellers. I would get a verified disapproval. I bet. You don't get paid to do Trump, by the way. Okay. Once verified, you qualify for their. No, you know who gets a verified approval? Michael Malice.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
He's got all the snack money. Once verified, you qualify for their exclusive rate shield approval, and they'll lock you and your interest rate. They'll lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. And then once you've found the new one, the house you want, if rates have gone up, your rate stays the same. It stays the same, but if rates have gone down, you get to keep that new lower rate. They'll even lower it. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. That's rocketmortgage.com/compound. Rate shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions, and additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans. Data in comparison to public data records, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. We don't ask much from you, but this week, we need you to buy a house. You had that website. Now, what is it that you're doing here?
I want to do a on-street report so I could ask people how easy it is to get that confession from, like a false confession.
Oh, excellent. So you want to, like, see if you can get somebody in the streets. Okay, great. So you're going out to the streets of New York now.
Yeah, I'll check it out because I'll just step up.
Okay, here he goes. Ryan is going to go down and step outside and try to see if he can get a confession. Well, that'll be an interesting little project.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Speaking
I'm curious.
Of streets and street people, Michael Aline. your mic is hot. You had something to add a minute ago, I felt, and we didn't quite get there. You had your hand up and shit.
I felt that Dominicans fuck up the subway system.
Dominicans do.
They're the only ones?
They generally do.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
I agree. That's it.
Well, now that's racist. Especially when you're sitting next to a Dominican.
All good.
Michael, when fucking up
Muhammad Atta, the Dominican is sitting right there.
Fucking up the subway system, diversity is our strength. It's exactly. Not just the Dominicans.
The fewer people that can speak English, the better on the subway. I've often said that.
That's the goal.
We do have this video of a lady who is a mother. No, she's a mother who's freaking out. Oh. And my Another goodness. One? Just... I don't know. This is something that happened in 2018 as we do our wrap-up show for the whole year. It's a wrap-up show.
Is this it? There's
wrap-up show. We wrap it up.
This is it?
This is it. This is the last show of the year.
Wow.
If I can take that.
My daughter, black. You didn't get up for me to suit my daughter. What am I saying wrong?
Is she a midget?
What's wrong?
You play with
my kids. I was just kidding. You be okay with
it? The boobs aren't midget.
So fuck you.
Those stubby arms.
Mind your ass and move it.
Oh.
Before I kick you. I will move you off that seat, Charlie. No, move from the seat, move from my daughter.
Uh-oh.
Push her. Push her. Push her. Go ahead and hit my daughter back. Push her off the seat. Go ahead.
Uh-oh, that's going to be...
It's a citizen's arrest.
Get my daughter.
She's teaching her daughter some great values.
Yeah. I got a child!
I got a child!
Give me my bag!
You do indeed. What a good example you're setting.
If you look there, there's two girls sitting in those seats, so if that woman sat there when there was already two people sitting down, that'd be kind of fucked up.
Fucked up. Tell what she did wrong.
Well, nobody
she
told them they had to be
sitting
there together.
Welcome to America!
Yeah!
Gangster, welcome to Brooklyn!
Welcome to America.
I don't think that's right. I don't like that one bit.
USA.
She right there, fine American, probably pays her taxes.
I don't know if she pays taxes.
Because my daughter's Spanish, and she's Chinese.
Is your daughter black or Spanish?
Oh, Chinese.
You wild, you're crazy. Bitch, I'll spit at you.
Chinese have a whole different set of rules when it comes to public etiquette.
Well, the spitting is not a big deal if you're Chinese.
No, no, it's like almost a sign of respect.
Spit at me, fine. Spit. Spit away.
Or there's an Asian person who could comment.
Yeah, that's what...
Now, there's something right here at the end.
I'm calm to tell my kids. I'm a mother. You're calm. Put my child out of seat. What you recording, my pee in your mouth?
I pee in your mouth.
I'm recording my dick in your mouth?
Yeah.
My dick in your mouth.
Wow.
All right, let's go to Ryan Katsu Rivera.
He's on the street?
Down there on the street talking to people.
Okay. See how this goes.
Yeah, see if he's on. I know they got to take sometimes a second to go from video to the live action.
The satellite hookup, it's...
Well, it takes a minute sometimes.
You got to get the satellite.
I don't
the
really
right
know
way.
A lot about it, but... At least there wasn't no tug of war over a baby.
Over the baby. That would have been.
Damn, that was
better.
Uncomfortable. I didn't like that. Oh, there he
there
is.
There he is.
Oh, hey, Ryan.
Hey.
What? So you down there? And,
it's daytime.
Where are you exactly?
I think it's Midtown or something. Next
I'm clearly Midtown, Manhattan.
There's a spick mob.
It's not New York.
Huh? Yes, sure it is. He left town?
It is like Spain town. Dude, he's freezing out here.
You look cold.
Yeah, no, it's freezing.
Nobody's within 40 feet of you. Like,
wow.
Why don't you talk to these ladies here?
Excuse me, ma'am. Response. Do you know about a false...
No.
Try speaking German or something.
Eins sput essen und trinket hot lieb und seel zusammen.
I think they're afraid of that pigpen filth that's surrounding you.
Yeah.
You know,
is my jacket in the studio over there? Because I'll just run back real quick. I'll come back. Because I'm not
from
on my
Germany?
Point. I'm
mean,
not
you're
on
already out there now, but
the,
I mean,
excuse me, man. You know, it's too cold.
Guy.
I'll
get
be
that
right
guy
back.
In the blue.
I'll be back. I'm just going to get my
the
jacket.
Rest
real quick.
Of them don't seem to be dressed that warmly, but they're not shivering. Like, okay, well, that's weird. Ryan's going to come get his jacket.
Wow. Okay. Huh.
Strange.
That was interesting.
Well, let's see. We did that. I put on the cowboy hat.
Right.
That happened.
Uh-huh.
And now we're looking at today's paper. Do you know who Mona is? Do you recognize her?
I don't know who Mona is.
Mona? Heartfelt advice for prom goers. Well, fuck that. is the prom coming up?
Yeah. No. Prom is not coming up.
What the hell is this all about, then? New Diplo, low blow. New Diplo party be because of him. Well, a boozy party at the Cuban embassy in Midtown turned into a real bash when the husband of an Argentine diplomat beat a UN worker to a pulp.
Nice.
Wow.
They deserve it.
Beat a UN worker to a pulp.
And they'll still kiss Cuba's ass.
Yes, for crying out loud. But the wife's diplomatic immunity carries over to the alleged slugger, so the suspect will not face criminal charges. Diplomatic immunity.
How'd that happen?
What a fucking bunch of bullshit. Here he is, this Ricky Ricardo-looking motherfucker.
There he is.
Look at this guy. Just look at him.
He looks like
Look at that asshole.
Definitely looks like an asshole.
Oh, wait, that's the victim.
Oh, okay. Say, he doesn't look like
he had it coming, then.
Beat anybody up.
Yeah, his name is Mutaz Hisat. He was at the Friday night Havana on the Hudson. Jesus Christ. What's with this fucking paper? When he and Martiniano Sosa, that sounds like a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Martiniano Sosa got into a shouting match around 10:45, according to sources. Now, cops couldn't say what the argument was over, but it turned physical when Sosa allegedly doused Hisat with a drink and slugged him in the face.
The last burrito.
NYPD was called. And then they got to the embassy, and they're like, hey, we can't do fucking shit about
that. Yeah, no, you can't do anything. It's in an embassy.
We could take you to jail.
Right.
But this other guy, no. He's got diplomatic immunity.
They can't do anything in an embassy anyway.
I want to marry somebody with diplomatic immunity.
How does it carry over? I don't understand that.
It carries over to the fucking spouse.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Two drug-addled women found wandering around Hotel Pennsylvania Midtown while holding an unresponsive baby who later died.
That doesn't surprise me.
They've been charged. They've been released without charges. How about that? Oh, you're back.
Yeah, just...
You got your coat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, you're going to, like, go...
So what do I ask them? Like, just... Just to get them to do false?
Well, I mean, yeah. You ask them where they were, you know, the night of June 10th. Things like that.
Interrogate them.
Yeah.
Give them an
make them
confess to something they didn't do.
Where'd you get that ice cream? You know, yeah. Shit like that.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's got ice cream out there. It's freezing out there.
I don't know.
Do you need a German translator?
You speak German?
Ja, sicher.
Well, if you need her, come back and get her.
Yeah, you come back and get her if you need her.
That would have been the bit, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. So Ryan's going to go back out and probably leave and come back again. And
weird that he was cold.
And there will be the conclusion of the show.
Okay.
I think it's going to go that way this week. We have a great audience this week.
Yeah, we have a big audience.
We have such a disappointed audience, I feel.
Why did we come here for?
We've really let them down on this one. There they are.
Oh, wow.
Sitting there being disappointed.
No.
No.
Hey.
This is the best. We have a year-end audience for a year-end show. And my goodness. How's it going, guys?
What on?
Welcome. Thanks. That's to prove they are alive. Crime Report audience. Really fantastic. Really fantastic people. All of them good people. Damn good. Damn fine individuals. Some of them served their country.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yes.
And some in the military and some in...
And not just Andrea.
Oh, we got another one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Veteran of the U.S. military.
Oh. All right.
Return to watch the goddamn show.
It's
you know anything about Councilman Rafael Espinal?
Yeah, he's a shithead.
He's alive for the party. Too many parties and ideologies. Oh, they say he's running for public advocate. Oh shit.
Oh no, that's the Staten Island guy.
Shit.
That's the guy from Staten Island, isn't he?
Is he? He's a Brooklyn councilman.
Oh no, okay.
Yeah. Identified himself in a recent questionnaire as a member of the Democratic Socialists of America while seeking the group's endorsement, but the Democrat ran on the conservative party line during his first two successful races for state assembly.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is he? He's just he's Harrison Greenbaum. That's what he is.
Oh,
he looks just like Harrison Greenbaum.
We're gonna. We're gonna end up backing Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa. He's gonna.
That's who we're gonna end up backing. That's what it's gonna be. I'm sorry. That's what it's gonna come down to.
Curtis Sliwa will do this show.
He will. I can get him to do the show.
Yeah. Then he'll get our
endorsement.
Our endorsement.
All right.
For that show.
Just for that show.
And then the other guy comes back. Yeah. We had to have those two debate. We want
a debate
with Dan Christman.
Yes, and Curtis Sliwa.
I'm sure that...
together with vagina mouths.
I'm sure Dan's not going to turn that down.
No, Curtis said...
Curtis, I got better things to do. Because he sounds just like C.J. Ramirez. I got to get to the comic strip. Can you switch spots with me? I got to get across town. I got 11:15. I'm not going to get there. If I do this spot... J.J. Ramirez, what? That's a killer. Let's go down to Ryan Katsu-Rivera in Germany, or wherever it is he is.
Danke.
What's up down there? All right. Well, so you look warmer now.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fine now. This is a nice coat.
Yeah, okay. Wow. So have you been able to speak to any of the tourists down there?
Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
I can get them to talk to me if I give them a little bit of cash.
Oh,
cash. Money talks. Okay, that's a great idea. Pay them for their... brilliant. Now, it doesn't have to be much, okay? We can't reimburse you for much.
No, yeah, I know. That's fine. I'll take it out of my own pocket.
Okay. Sir.
Nothing. All right. Let me just get the cash out for
you.
Sir?
Get the cash out.
Sir.
The guy walking backwards there. Wow, that's
Jesus
weird.
Jesus Christ. Oh, all right. I think I left my goddamn...
Wow, you're in backward land.
Yeah, I left...
I didn't even know.
I left my wallet at the studio. I'm going to come back. I left the wallet at the studio.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, I don't think I have any cash.
Brian.
I don't. All right,
You don't have any cash?
No.
Is this
ATM.
Really? It's going nowhere.
I'll be right back.
What's going on? I don't understand.
So now he has to come back now.
Yeah, it's before the holidays. Everybody's brain is a little frazzled. He's got a lot on his mind.
Yeah, he's got a lot of hair.
He's got a lot of hair. That hair doesn't help. He's got that wig glue seeps into the skull.
Yes. Fucking weird. Twice as many high school students use nicotine-tinged electric cigarettes.
Oh!
Electronic cigarettes. They're not electric. You don't have to plug them in compared with last year. An unprecedented jump. So, hey, a lot of youngsters out there smoking those vapes.
Doing the Juul.
Yeah, I don't endorse this at all. I don't,
you don't like
it.
That.
No, I don't.
You don't like it at all.
I do it, and it makes me cough. You should hear my fucking wife, Newswhore Mandy Statmiller, on wifeablebook.com, who is just...
Great book!
I mean,
great,
she's coughing book. So much, it's just...
From the Juul?
She's coughing.
From the secondhand Juul?
All this vape. No, she's been known to vape.
Oh, she's doing the Juul, too.
Well, here's the thing with her. Anything you put in her mouth, she can't keep it out.
Yeah, good to remember. Everybody, note for everyone.
Wow, looks like another Supreme Court pick for Trump coming up pretty soon.
Looks like Ryan's sneaking in here.
Oh, he's just getting back?
He's just getting back.
Let's see, he's going to get his wallet.
I guess. I don't know. He's looking for maybe he's looking for somebody else's wallet.
This is some great security footage, right? Yeah, he's probably going to steal something, too.
He probably doesn't even know we're doing this.
It's the half Puerto Rican in him.
He's probably completely unaware he's being watched.
He's sanitizing.
He's always doing that.
He's gay. Well, he's gay.
There you go.
He's back out again.
There he goes. Okay, good. Okay. So, yeah, Ginsburg's going to kick it.
Yeah. Well, she says that she hurts, but she still hits the gym. Wasted no time bouncing back from a fall that broke three ribs. When you fall when you're old, shit is high stakes.
Yeah. Have you heard her talk recently?
She didn't just fucking do five rounds with Roberto Duran or something.
Yeah, no. She fell and broke her ribs.
She fell.
Yeah.
And broke three ribs. Famously fit.
She's not fit in the
least.
Never
knew her to be fit.
She's
not going to last six more years. I'll tell you that right now.
She's not going to last another year.
Good Lord.
She's gone. Have you heard her speak recently? She can't even speak. Like, she actually has to... She talks like Stephen Hawking. Like, she needs a computer to help her speak.
Stephen Hawking lingered for quite a while. I want to point that out.
She sounds like Stephen Hawking.
She can't... She speaks one word at a time with, like, 5 seconds in between each word. Like, she has to take, like, three breaths in between each word. Like, she legitimately can't speak. If there's video of her...
I'd still fuck her.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying, but...
I'll do it by the... whether I would still fuck them, Tess. The old routine that most 35-year-olds can't do. She says that she does a whole routine that most 35-year-olds can't do.
You know what? It's such bullshit, and I'm so sick of the
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Like,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, like she's got anything together at all.
Yeah, they have such a vested interest in propping her up like she's, like, the most... Like, she's gonna hang in there and stick it to Trump.
I mean, look, the truth is the truth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, when she dies. Yeah, I mean, like, they won't be... It's not going to be Weekend at fucking...
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Ginsburg's.
I mean, she could do a workout that most 35-year-olds can't. I'm 33. I could break that old dried-out cunt in half.
Me too.
Break that old dried-up cunt in half, you say.
Whatever works. Yes.
Is that what you said? That is what you said, right? Break that old...
I could break her in half.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said
33?
33? Yeah, do you need to see a driver's license?
33. We thought
because
younger.
You told me to not say another comic knew your age, so I think we might have to pull this out.
Now everybody knows.
Oh, my God.
The Chinese already have my social security number. My age is not of the essence, people.
What did you say? Rage is not of the essence?
I said the Chinese already have my social security number, so my age, who gives a shit?
Do they really? The Chinese have it?
It's espionage.
They sure do, because the OPM, Office of Personnel Management.
Your Google Plus profile? By the way, I dropped all my social media, Twitter gone, Facebook gone, and I put it all in Google Plus.
Right. That's the one.
I'm all Google Plus for 2019. That's not true, by
the
way.
That's the one. That's, everybody's clapping like...
It's like, wow, like, I had no idea I get such a cool... I was just making a little Google Plus joke. Okay, good for you. Maybe I will do that then. I would like to do that, but it's like, you know, what's going on? Oh, okay. We have a call? Hello?
Hey, I didn't get lost, per se, but the freaking... that subways are all shitty, and so I just gave up.
Gave up?
I'm like, I'm 35th and 7th.
Wait a second, you,
It looks like 35th.
What are you, you're not gonna talk to people now? You're just gonna leave?
It's too cold out there, man. I mean, I did get the, like, a jacket, the Carhartt that I bought. I'm really proud of it, and it performs well, but it's too cold. Like, I don't have gloves. So I'm going to, like, go buy gloves. That's why I wanted the wallet.
Wow, this whole thing was, like, your idea, you know?
Can you at least get the camera back? We need that.
It's just sitting there now. Yeah, I mean, you might want to at least...
It's like on a tripod.
Yeah, I'll get that. I'll get the camera.
Well, if you're going to do that, you don't want to step in front of the camera again, though. And like before, not get anything.
They throw, like, people like Andrea, they throw her, like, in cold water all the time, so I figured, like, she'd be able to tolerate it. Plus, she's, like, she's a total teammate. She'll be down for the cause, so if you could ask her.
Maybe you could get...
taking over the bit?
Oh, she's going to come and do it. Andrea?
Yeah, she just... Just tell her to take the...
Okay.
Off,
all right. Whatever. Whatever.
Tripod.
You know what? Well, we're going to come back to this shot in about a minute, and hopefully someone's standing in front of that fucking camera.
Okay.
You believe this?
I'm sorry.
It's really nothing but excuses is the crime report.
And that's our slogan. That is our
slogan.
Saying.
Yeah.
Our slogan
nothing
is
but
nothing but excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like...
happens. This is the way it goes around here.
My goodness. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. The last show of the year. The thing is, I already know I'm not getting a raise.
Oh, no.
Because I brought it up, and he goes, you're not getting a raise.
Who brought it? Who told
I brought it up to Keith.
Oh,
I said,
well.
Keith, I know my contract's almost up. He goes, yeah, forget it. I mean, that's...
That's it.
That's the situation we find ourselves in.
Fuck.
No raise, then no effort.
You know,
how about that? We'll just sit here for the last 6 minutes.
The way it goes.
Pat?
Like that. Oh, hello? Yes?
Hi, I'm Tom from Whitestone, District 11.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, you're one of our people.
Tom from Whitestone.
Another one.
District 11, yes.
Hey.
What's your social media status? Active?
Pretty much nil, just on Instagram.
Okay.
I don't do anything else.
Mm.
All right.
But do you think my friend can get a 1 minute of stand-up?
Well, I don't know.
1 minute of stand-up.
Is he a professional stand-up or at least a pro-am?
His name's Elvis, and it's worth it right then and there.
He's from District 11. Did he vote for Vicky Palladino?
First of all, I'm sure he did. And secondly, yeah, I mean, the answer is yes. Of course he can. I mean, like, why would... I mean, I can't just say those silence would be better.
Wow.
Maybe he'll go and do it in front of that camera outside.
Yeah.
I think he'd be willing to go outside in the cold in front of that camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's let him do stand up from outside. Go, run outside, Elvis. And then
Where at? Where do I sign?
On the X.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God! Thanks so much.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's a completely untested and unverified stand up comedian from Elvis.
Yeah,
Elvis,
thank you so
Elvis
much,
went?
Guys. Thank
Elvis
you. For real.
Oh, I got the brick wall.
For real. All right. Cool. What's up?
It's
peace, everybody. All right. How you doing?
Move to your right.
Oh, move to my right. There we go. Oh, my God. My face
Is
fat. This is great.
Yeah.
That's okay. Thank you, guys. I'm happy to be here. First timer. I'm happy. Just want to talk about how tough my mother is.
Your mother's tough, eh?
Yeah, she's a tough lady.
Oh, yeah. How tough would you say she is?
She's a bald-headed lady with a tattoo of a king cobra on her arm.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like a biker chick. Dyke mom.
Okay.
Yeah,
a lesbian.
Yeah, something like that.
Punchline form, I like it.
Yeah, so, you know, growing up, I had chores to do around the house, right? I was the dishwasher, the painter, and the plumber, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, most parents train their kids to be doctors or lawyers. My mother trained me to be a migrant worker. You know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, freaking every morning she would drop me off at Home Depot and says, if a stranger pulls up, get in the car. Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough lady, you know. Everything in my mother's living room was covered in plastic. All the furniture was covered in plastic. Remember that, you know?
Plastic furniture.
Yeah, man. The worst time to sit was in the summertime, man. It would stick to your body.
Mm-hmm.
I had back knees, so I would sit my back to the couch and peel it right off. fucking terrible.
You trip to the dermatologist.
Yeah, so, right. You know, yeah, right. The skin cleared up. But, you know, I should never take, my family should never take family trips. Certainly not together.
No.
You know, the last time we did it, you know, we had 3 long arguments, quick fist fight, and a couple of bloody noses.
Uh-huh.
And that was just in the driveway.
There
you go.
Well,
I'll leave you with this one. Thank you very much. I'll leave you with this one. The other day I was on the platform winning 14th Street Union Square.
Uh-huh.
I look over to the tracks and I see 2 fat rats mating. The male rat looks
having
at me.
Sex.
Wait a second. Wait, you said mating.
Yeah, mating. Like they're having sex.
Okay.
You mean like they're fucking.
They were fucking.
Yeah, I should just say it like that. I should just say, that's what rats do, right?
Rats were making passionate
love. Rats are fucking. Rats are fucking. Right?
Consensual.
So, yeah. So the male rat looks at me and he says, I love this fucking town. I was speechless.
The rat can talk?
Oh, hold on. Don't interrupt the man.
The rat can talk. This is New York City.
The man
City.
Was right in mid-punchline now.
Yeah. You know?
I'm sorry.
Give him a chance.
Yeah. So, you know, the male rat looks at me and says, I love this fucking town. I was speechless. I give him a thumbs up. He says, like me on Facebook. And that's about it, guys. Thank you very much.
Well done. Thank you
so much. I was on the spot. I had no idea I was going to be here and be on the spot. Thank you so much.
Love
the brick wall. Love the brick wall.
Elvis, you know, come back. Sorry. I want you to come back for the very next episode we have.
I would love to.
And do,
I'll do some, maybe more or whatever you want me to do. I'll get into that winter cold. I'll get into the cold. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well done.
Thanks.
You certainly did a fine job. That's great. He's gonna ask for a copy of that for his reel. He's gonna say, "Can I get a copy of that for my reel?"
Yeah, that's.
We're gonna say no.
Really round it out.
Have to subscribe.
Right.
By the way, Too Woke to Fuck. The new Too Woke to Fuck is up. Too Woke 2F, and it's. Available at crimereport.nyc. Thanks for all your subscriptions. Thanks for all your likes and your reviews and your ratings. My God, it's really taken off. It was on a chart.
Wow.
Of some sort, around like 182 or something like that. But
still on it.
Share it with a friend. Too Woke 2F. It's a very liberal show.
I've heard.
It's so liberal it can't be real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's so real. So liberal. Have you heard it yet, Drew? You should definitely check it out.
I can feel your vibe coming off it. I think it's going to be so liberal. I'm excited about it. You know, I'll check it out.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not woke enough yet, so
just subscribe. You know, your listening is appreciated, but your subscription is vital. You're back, you worthless.
I'm sorry, man. First it was cold, and then I didn't have any cash, so I just like I came back.
You're like the fucking baby bear. You don't have to fucking. You know, tell us everything that happened. We saw, yes. You were cold, you needed cash, and then you're just like too fucking tired or lazy or something.
I was too woke to do it.
Too woke.
That's
right. This gentleman right here is too woke to do something. Pete Davidson, we hope you're okay. Oh my God, please get in touch with us.
This is me.
Who cares about Ariana Grande?
I don't. I
mean, all that matters is that you're safe.
I mean, I used to care about Ariana Grande, but I stopped because I'm Pete Davidson.
Stop caring about her!
That's Tony Soprano.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, what were you doing?
I was doing Pete Townshend or whatever the fuck his name is.
But you know what? I mean, it's like the last thing he wanted was for it to work out with that fucking chick.
Yeah, you told me that theory, and you're right. I mean, because that's got to be pressure. And he admitted the pressure.
In your 20s, you don't want anything to work out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Worst thing that can happen, by the way, and that's my message to the young, to the people in your 20s. If you're in a relationship, get out of it.
Out. Or even in
how
your 30s.
It's going, even if it's good.
Or 40s, really.
No. I say if you're in your 40s, if it's 40s. Working out.
We should extend the program so Elizabeth can call in.
Oh, she isn't even here. I'm actually a little concerned that she's not here.
Oh, a little concerned.
I am.
Well, let's hope she didn't run into any, angry Dominicans on the subway. Any Muhammad Attas.
She has some baked goods. Right, she would fend them off with.
Right,
baked
here,
goods.
Just take all of my brownies.
Is that sweets?
Work. Take my cookies.
Okay, bitch. Terrible people. Thanks to the audience for being here.
It's yes,
a, yeah, the best. Thank you so much, and to Elvis for his stand-up. The members of the veterans of our forces.
That heroes.
Yes. The true heroes. Not
true
this
hero.
Fucking, you know, citizens arrest bullshit, but the people who really got it done. And thanks, Peter. Not a word to you today. That's just fine.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. That was three of them.
Three words. It's a session. Drew, great job as always. And we doing Trump. We're doing Trump on Thursday live. Thursday night, 8:00 live.
Fuck yeah.
Trump will be on. Thank you, Thomas Palladino, Michael Aline, and Ryan, I mean, you know, good try.
I'll try next time.
And yes, thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, stick it in your dick hole. Put it there.
Gonna say.
Put it in your dick hole.